Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We got phones and ticket texts to keep getting to. Some sights from the Tigers this weekend. Heather was at the ballpark on Sunday, sitting right next to a shirtless dude.
Yeah.
Wanted to know about people's thoughts on the shirtless guy at the ballpark. Is it appropriate? Is it inappropriate? And then you got your kid yelling like a pterodactyl in the stands.
Yes, a baby pterodactyl. A very high-pitched.
Yes. 1.5 years old,
yeah.
The right age to start taking your kids to the ballpark. 248-539-9797. We also have this Aiden Hutchinson conversation. Yes, Stoney.
Yes.
A pterodactyl.
A pterodactyl.
It's only he could. This Hutchinson thing we want to get to as well. He's medically cleared. He's been very excited to get back out there and ramp up for the upcoming season. He says he feels great. Time to get the deal done then, right? Because we know Brad Holmes' MO, it's to work ahead of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He got St. Brown done early, and he got
Kirby Joseph,
all these guys, Jared Goff, and it was a good thing he got Goff done because the price only goes up.
Right.
And you'll find the same thing's going to happen with the pass rusher market. Myles Garrett set the mark at $40 million a year. Micah Parsons and TJ Watt are also seeking long-term extensions. It would seem to me that Brad Holmes would be working to get this done now. I don't know if the injury has put any doubt in his mind, or what's more likely, maybe Aiden's camp is the one holding this up because they want to see what happens with Watt. They want to see what happens with Parsons. He may want to bet on himself and try to get even more money, but it would seem to me Brad Holmes' track record suggests he wants to get a deal done, yet there is no deal done.
I think this is, in terms of structuring the contract, there's a couple of things that are probably holding this up. One is the structure. And the amount of total dollars and how they may have agreed on, well, here's the total dollars. And now they're trying to figure out, okay, when do we want to take the hit, the cap hit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when can we take it this year, next year? And also planning for restructuring down the road. Because if you plan that right now, knowing that in year three, you're going to restructure it. Maybe you add a couple of years,
yep.
You add some money, all of these different things.
All the little tricks.
And it's all the bonuses for, you know, if you're the sack king, if you, you know, defensive player of the year, like all of those different things play into, and you have to plan for that added bonus money being used against the cap. That's part of it. It can be a very complicated contract. On the other side of things, it also may be Aiden Hutchinson. And I've said this all along. Is he willing to bet on himself? How much is he willing to bet on himself? Because that number, and I mean, what's Myles Garrett making a year right now? 43?
40, I think, is the average.
And that's a guy that's been defensive player of the year twice.
Yeah.
If Aiden Hutchinson goes out this year and leads the league in sacks.
Wins the award.
Wins the defensive player of the year award. That number that he gets paid will be greater next offseason than it is now.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, that's the way it is. And you go a further year down the road, that it's always going to be a little bit more. And is Aiden Hutchinson sitting there going, hey, I want to be here, but I want to maximize my earnings and the value that I am.
There does need to become a point, though, where if it's not happening, they should spend the money for the next couple off seasons, right? like Aiden's deal doesn't kick in until 27, right?
Yeah.
Because he's got this year 25, the fifth year option in 26. If they're not going to come to terms now, see, the benefit to doing it now is you try to keep costs down, you spread the money, you use that fifth year option to kind of roll into it.
Right.
If it's not going to happen now,
that's for the team.
Yeah. But if it's not going to happen now, then the team should go out and add players with the money that they have that they're not spending, right?
They can.
But they're not. So there's
They haven't.
Because
doesn't mean they won't.
Because this is a huge domino that has to fall. And without any answer, you're kind of in limbo as an organization, right?
Unless they know the answer.
Unless they're choosing not to extend him right now.
Or he's choosing not to sign right now.
And they've told them.
Right. So that's why I said whether the answer is Hutch, whether it's the team, whether it's both, I don't, you know, we have no idea. But if they know the answer, then yes, you're right. They could go out and utilize those funds on in a different direction.
But they haven't.
Doesn't mean they won't.
How do you guys view this? How are you guys viewing this? Why isn't the deal done? What's the holdup? Is it Aiden's camp? Is it the Lions camp? What's your read of the situation? 248-539-9797. And do you want it done right now? Or are you someone that feels like, boy, I want to see him come back healthy?
Oh, no. I would love to have Aiden Hutchinson wrapped up. I don't have any issue. I think he's going to be just as dominant this year as he started off last year.
We'll get those Hutch phone calls in the mix. We got some Tiger ballpark stuff. Matt and Flint, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. So I'm with Heather. I'm a bigger guy, but I'm not huge. But I wouldn't be taking my shirt off. I wouldn't want to sit next to someone like that. I want sweat dripping into my beer or my food.
Gross.
I'd rather sit next to the loud kids because, you know, they're kids. They're there enjoying the game. They might not know what's going on, but, you know, so what? Kids, let them be kids. And then I just wanted to touch, at what point do we start fining these umpires?
Oh, boy.
Because Phil Cousy or whatever his name is clearly needs glasses. Because the replay showed it was not a strike, and it's just it's irritating. They're ruining the game, the umpires.
You talk about Javi getting tossed. I thought it was a sharp point by Benetti and Dirks on the TV broadcast. They said once we get to a point where you can review or challenge a strike call, Javi doesn't get tossed because they just come out and review it. And if he's right, he goes over to first. If he's wrong, it de-escalated the situation, and he stays in the game.
Right. And we saw the implementation during spring training. Now, we didn't see it used a lot because a lot of the managers said, hey, this is not something we could do during the season, so let's not use this as a crutch now.
Because the pitch was below the zone.
There's no question it was.
The guy screwed up. And Javi wasn't even mad that the ump screwed up, Phil Cousy. He was mad that he wasn't even allowed to have the conversation.
Right.
He felt like immediately he was shut
down. It was an
early
ejection.
Yeah. And then Javi went nuclear, went ballistic, had to be restrained. Ump screwed it up. Ump screw stuff up. It's why we have replay in sports. And if you let people challenge it, manager gets to pick one or two times a game that he thinks it's critical. Stand up for his guy, get an extra base runner, score a key run. I'd have no issue with it.
I think we are eventually going to hit that as long as they'll keep testing it out in spring training. As long as they get to a quick operation.
Yeah, it can't take too long. Because games, no. We don't want to drag in the other way. I mean, we just finally sped the game up. Ticket texters. I've been to multiple games this year with 10-year-old boys who have their shirts off, flexing for the cameras, and they put them up on the big screen. Where do you stand on that?
It
happens at hockey games, too. I mean, this is kind of just ingrained into sports, going to games.
Gosh, I feel different. I feel a little differently about that.
Sure.
I think
it's okay to have a double standard. I have no problem with that either.
So kids can have fun, but adults can't.
Okay.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me if they show a guy on the screen at the baseball game or the hockey game taking his shirt off, flexing, and having a beer. Like, okay, we're outdoors at a ballpark.
Yeah, does he put the shirt back on?
If it's in the next section or if you're watching on TV, sure, it's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
If he's sitting next to you, it's a different story.
Yeah, and I don't think this guy did, but for some reason now I'm having flashbacks and maybe his shoes were off too. Because I remember now, I'm like,
was he wearing any clothes?
Well, we had to walk past him to get to our seat, right?
Yeah.
I was like, we should have entered from the... But we were literally like right in the middle of this row. That was strange, too. I don't know. Just leave your shirt and shoes on.
Can both be right on this? It's okay to have shirtless guy, and it's okay to have the kids at the game.
I didn't say you can't take your kids.
It's the whole environment. It's like, I remember the first time I saw somebody at a game not wearing a shirt. Now, I was watching on TV, and I'm like... that happens? And I'm like, okay, this is part of the norm. This is part of the situation. Would I ever do it? Absolutely not. But it's like, okay, this is what you get as part of the environment.
Yeah.
Like when we took kids to Cleveland for the game, first time in hostile territory. I can't tell you, man, and etched in my memory, my kids' reactions to some of the things that happened in that game. And I was like, hey, listen, we can get a, we can cheer for our team here, but we need to be kind of cool too. Like, we reel it back in, guys, okay? Like, they wanted to talk trash after the game. I'm like, no.
Get to your car.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not saying you can't take your kids to the game.
And I'm not saying you can't take your shirt off. I was just curious to see what your opinion was. Is it right or wrong? And to me, you just leave your shirt on.
Yeah, I didn't have the visceral reaction that you did. I also wasn't sitting right next to him, to John's point. Ticket Texter says, Costa, you're just sad there's no take your cat to the ballpark day.
You know what else I saw that day?
What?
Somebody outside of the ballpark pushing two cats in a cat stroller.
Okay.
I saw a lot. Anyway, proceed.
No, John, we don't have a cat stroller. I know that's what you were about to ask.
It was a double cat stroller. Yeah, like
I wouldn't even think that of you.
There are minor league ballparks that have done like a purr at the park, like a bark at the park spinoff. See, our cat doesn't like other cats, and cats, they're not like dogs. I don't think it works as well. Age is different by sport. Toddlers at baseball games are acceptable. For a football game, I feel like you have to be 7 or 8 minimum on the ticket text. Seeing kids react to new experiences, some of the best moments you get as a parent. Well, I said it's more for the parent than it is the kid at that point.
Did you see all the pictures I posted?
I did. They were very adorable. And Emily with the face painted.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
Yes. I do have a heart, John. Hutch comments, phone calls next. Camping review later in the hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, you know in sports when you're sidelined by an injury? I've been there. It is absolutely personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. And that someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Tigers pick up a win on Memorial Day against the Giants. Back-to-back wins after Skubal did his thing on Sunday needed to happen. Stop the bleeding after they lost the first three to the Guardians. We'll talk about it at the end of the hour here, as well as camping recap. You will judge whether this counts as camping. We'll take questions from Ticket Text in the show, and I'll answer as many of them as we can, and we'll give me a score 1 to 10, 10 being, oh, you were camping, 1 being you stayed at a hotel. We'll get to that coming up at 8:35. Aiden Hutchinson, it's a question we posed today because he says, I'm good. I'm medically cleared. I'm feeling great. Lions will have OTAs coming up later this week. Like, we are getting into next season. Mm-hmm. And we are getting into next season without an Aiden Hutchinson extension. So what's the holdup? My read of the situation is that Brad Holmes likes to work early. Get the Sewell deal done early, the St. Brown deal done early, even the Goff contract, which took a little longer because it's more money and there's extra hoops to jump through, the finer details that you were talking about. They got the Goff deal done May 13th last year. This Aiden thing is dragged out longer. So it's either... Aiden's camp doesn't want to do it because they want to bet on themselves and get more money, or there's some apprehension from the Lions physically. And I don't know that that's the case, so I put it more on Aiden's camp.
Well, and I wouldn't even classify it as being dragged out longer.
The deal's typically
he's still under contract for 2 years.
Yeah, but the precedent the organization has set, this is the longest it's taken to extend a guy that we would assume they want to extend.
Yeah, and so I think it's more complicated because, and the Goff was complicated to begin with. His was a restructure.
Yeah.
And those could be a little bit dicier in regards to wording and where the money is, and you know, if they were to release him, how does it get accelerated? All of those different things. Aiden's deal is going to be a little bit more complicated because, yes, it is technically a restructure because he hasn't finished his contract. But it's also going to be, he's a guy that I'm assuming they want to keep around for the entirety of his career.
Sure. So you're thinking,
you're thinking another decade. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sign him to a 10-year contract,
but you have to keep it in mind.
Right. You have to keep that in mind. So in 3 years, in 29, are you going to have to restructure his deal? Do you want to go into it knowing that 29 is the year that you have to restructure Aiden Hutchinson? We already know next year in 26, it's a golf year. You've got to be able to restructure those and stagger them so that you can restructure them because there'll be some acceleration, there'll be some, you know, kicking dollars down the road, all of those different things. But because this is the second contract, you think that there's going to be a third or even a fourth contract, you've got to be able to plan for when those moments happen.
And I think they have done a good job of that. Like when Sewell and St. Brown got extended, if you looked into it, they did a great job offsetting cap hits. So they both wouldn't hit big at the same time. When you have a lot of these, it's kind of like whack-a-mole. Like you got to stay ahead of this. You got to make sure that you're doing a good job keeping them all in play at the same time. They've done that. They've done a really good job staggering cap hits, and even the most complicated deals, the quarterback deals, they get them done before this time. So I just wonder what the holdup is with Hutch.
There could be a number of different ones, and I think it will get done. whether it gets done before the season, after the season, there will be an Aiden Hutchinson extension.
It does matter when, though, in terms of finances, because if Micah Parsons gets his deal done today and TJ Watt gets his deal done next week, the price to keep Aiden Hutchinson just goes up.
Right. And so I think we can all agree that for the team,
get it done.
Yeah, it is going to be cheaper today than it may be tomorrow.
So then we would back up what I'm saying, that it's an Aiden camp thing, that it's not done yet.
Okay.
And he's not wrong to do that. He's well within his rights to gamble on himself.
Right.
But that's my read of the situation, is that he's gambling on himself. That I don't know that a deal's getting done this summer, based on the precedent from the Lions.
I think a deal will get done this summer.
Okay.
And just because it didn't happen today or it didn't happen last night doesn't mean it can't happen later today or Friday or anytime in the month of June or early July. I think it gets done.
Okay. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Michigan State Police are searching for a driver who hit and killed a naked man on I-94 in Washtenaw County over Memorial Day weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the deadly crash happened early in the morning of Sunday, happened along westbound I-94 near US 12 in Ypsilanti. Police said that calls started coming in around 2:30 a.m. from witnesses who said they saw this nude man walking along the freeway. By the time police got there, medics got there, the man, who was identified as a 52-year-old Warren resident, had already been hit by a car. The car did not stop at the scene, and unfortunately, this man died right there at the scene. Unclear why he was walking, why he was nude. Lots of questions there, but also, obviously, police want to find the man who hit this man as well, so or woman, the driver who hit this man. So the investigation is ongoing. A former police chief in Arkansas who is serving time for murder and rape escaped from prison on Sunday. Grant Hardin, who had been in prison since 2017, was serving a 30-year sentence, escaped. And according to the Arkansas Department of Corrections, he escaped through a sally port wearing a makeshift outfit designed to mimic law enforcement.
How was he able to design
the
outfit?
Exactly. Get his hands on this outfit. They closed down roads right in the immediate area of the prison. They were searching vehicles. As of Monday evening, still had not come across this man. So they're on the lookout for him. And then when it comes to that other jailbreak in New Orleans, three more of the 10 inmates were caught on Monday in two different states after more than a week on the run. So one was arrested in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The other two were arrested in Walker County, Texas. Two more inmates are still on the loose. I'm guessing they'll be
found. Eventually be caught, yeah.
Yes. They all escaped on May 16th. They were able to, you know, remove the toilet and escape through this hole behind the toilet. Five people in total, besides these inmates, have been arrested as well. Let's talk more about Aaron Rodgers. I told you I had a lot of him in the news. So here's another story. So obviously, he hasn't retired from the NFL just yet. But when that time does eventually come, there's a strong chance that he would end up retiring as a member of the Green Bay Packers. But that's not quite yet set in stone. So he did an interview on another podcast, the YNK podcast, and he was asked if he was planning on retiring as a Packer once his career was over, and this is how he responded.
Well, he was asked the question, so he answered it. And I, as much as this pains me, I agree with him. Like, what does it matter to sign a one-day contract with the team that you played with for a long time? It really is so insignificant.
Counterpoint, it doesn't hurt to do it either.
No.
It would be preference to do it for everybody, right? I don't know, to just bookend your career, kind of tie up the loose end. What harm is there in doing that?
What's the point in doing it? I just don't understand. Like, I was kind of that same way. Is like, was I going to retire in Washington? It didn't matter to me. I played a decade there. Whether I sign a one-day contract is 10 years and one day, it makes no difference in his legacy as a Packer quarterback.
It's Heather with the news. All right, guys. Did I go camping? It's next, 97.1. Ready for a straighter smile without all those metal braces? If you've been thinking about Invisalign, the perfect time is now. With Brightside Dental, they've got invisible, comfortable, and now more affordable than ever options for you. Free Invisalign consultation that's no pressure, just answers, and if it's right for you, flexible payment plans to make it easy to fit in any budget. Start your Invisalign journey for as low as $59 a month. Straight teeth, straightforward pricing. That's something to smile about. Mention Jim Costa in the morning show. Lock in that price. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Talking Scooble end of the hour here. Big time performance on Sunday. Got to have it. Spot. That's what aces do. John, I went camping over the weekend.
Where'd you go?
Place out in Fenville.
Oh, I know where Fenville is.
Yeah. It was nice. It was relaxing. I had a good time. There's been some dispute over whether it was camping, though. When I first brought this idea up, I think, Heather, you were out that day. I can now report back. So if you have any questions,
okay,
I'd be happy to answer them, and then we can score whether this is camping 1 to 10. 10 being roughing it outdoors, 1 being you stayed in a hotel.
Okay.
Did the shirt come with the reservation?
The camper shirt?
Yeah, the one that you're wearing.
Yes. No, I purchased this.
Oh, okay.
But it's proof
it didn't
I'm a
come
camper.
With the charcuterie board?
I'm a camper. There's proof I'm wearing it today.
Yeah.
Did you sleep in a tent?
Just because you label it doesn't mean it's so.
No, did not sleep in a tent.
Okay.
There was a mattress. So,
good.
Oh, there was a mattress.
Yeah.
A real mattress, not an inflatable mattress?
Comfy mattress. Heated mattress.
Oh,
let me tell you, when it's in the 30s at night, you're happy to have a little bit of heat there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you happen to be sleeping next to someone. You could
yes,
share body heat.
I am aware of this.
You can also put on a blanket.
Wear some thermal long johns or whatever they're called.
Wear some pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
But I built a fire. I know that was something that was discussed. I built a fire, John, with sticks and
how'd you light it?
Little torch that they provide.
A torch.
Yeah, a little little handheld thing. You just flip the switch and there you go.
Called a lighter.
Yes.
Torch. You called it a torch.
But yeah, you collect some dry sticks, you build it up. They had a little fire starter and a lighter. And I built a fire. I feel like that should get me some points in the camping category.
Did you make your food over the fire?
I cooked eggs one morning in a skillet over the fire.
Okay.
Did they deliver the firewood, or did you at least go to the camp store and pick up a bundle of firewood?
So the bundles are actually
delivered to your
campsite.
They're
already waiting for you when you arrive.
Okay. So no. Okay.
So no, I didn't.
You did not carry
the firewood over. Yeah.
Did you have access to?
Didn't chop it down either.
Electricity, like, could you charge your phone?
Yes. Mm. But there was no Wi-Fi.
That's determines camping or not.
And hardly any service, so we truly were disconnected. I felt good, by the way. I feel like a lot of us are addicted to our phones. I did enjoy like outdoors time. It wasn't like I was sitting there playing on my phone outside. I was actually outside enjoying the outdoors. That's part of camping.
What was the ground like?
Grass.
So you were like, your mattress was on grass.
No.
Like where you were sleeping, like your
he was in
was
a building.
It in a tent? You were in a building?
An A-frame.
Was there a door?
Yeah, like an A-frame.
Like
there was
a real door.
Yeah, no, like a latch, like wood doors.
Oh. Was there a refrigerator?
You were in a cabin.
No.
There was
no
a
refrigerator.
Cabin. Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
You were in a one-room wilderness cabin.
Was there carpet?
No.
You were on a wilderness getaway.
Okay.
Not camping.
Made s'mores? Does that count?
What was the bathroom situation like? Well, like, did you have a private restroom?
It was pretty luxurious, to be honest. It was
it's like a steam shower.
There are a couple showers.
Jacuzzi?
Played light music. No jacuzzi.
Light music.
This is.
Was there a butler in there?
There was no butler. There's no little freshmen as you left. No.
Whoa.
But I walked trails. We walked through the dunes. We were outside.
So you went up north.
You went on a hike.
And did outdoorsy things.
So let me ask some more questions that have been presented on Twitch. And I encourage everyone.
Yeah, send them in.
Twitch.tv/971theticket or on YouTube. You can go ahead and search those, watch, and send us your questions. Okay, so you already answered this one. Did you sleep in a tent? No. Did you bring a cooler?
Cooler was provided.
So the answer is no. These are yes or no questions. Okay. Did you bring a cooler?
Some context is helpful,
too.
I did not bring a cooler, John.
Okay. Did you cook something other than hot dogs over the campfire?
Yes, eggs.
Okay.
Yes. And s'mores.
Okay.
And a cinnamon roll. You could warm them up over the fire. Those were nice, too.
That was your microwave. Did you make the cinnamon roll yourself?
Did I bake the cinnamon roll? No, I did not.
Okay. I didn't ask if you baked it. I asked if you made it.
No, I picked it up from the
what they delivered
store.
To
the general
you.
Area. Yeah.
General area.
Yeah. Wasn't a store, but yeah, they had like kind of a communal area. No, there's no restaurant.
Where you could go and get all your food and bring it back to your, you went to a grocery store.
It was not a grocery store, John. It's not like I was walking through.
I mean, I think that's okay. I mean, if I was going camping, I would pick up some snacks.
Like they had some pastries, like, you know, muffins and cinnamon rolls in the morning if you wanted to grab something.
I think that's
okay. Some diced fruit for you.
No, it was not diced
fruit. Was the bed in a housing place? So
yeah, I would say so. Yes,
uh-huh.
It was heated.
Heated mattress. That
was nice.
It had its own linens.
Doubt.
Like you didn't need to bring a sleeping bag.
It had its
bag?
Own linens. Yeah, no sleeping bags. Not sleeping on the floor.
Set up any of your living situation.
No, it was set up for us when we arrived.
Yeah. No, you didn't go camping. Okay. Scale 1 to 10.
Yeah, that's
1.5.
What?
1.5.
You think this is a 1.5 out of 10?
1.5.
I'm at like a 3.
That's very generous. Greg
says 2. Was that a 2?
Peace sign?
Got a 2.
2? Okay.
We need Tom's verdict and yours as well. 248-539-9797. And you can send some questions in.
The only reason it's even a 1 is because you cooked over the fire.
So it'd be a 0.
I'm surprised you didn't burn your hand.
Oh, come on.
Have
Seriously.
Some faith.
And the eggs were cooked perfectly.
Yeah. How come you didn't make bolognese?
From scratch, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What did you cook the eggs in?
Like a skillet.
Okay. What did you do with the skillet when it was done? Did you leave it there for somebody else to clean?
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't go camping.
Yeah.
I'm down to
so
a
if
one.
I had,
I'm
down it's to not a my one. Skillet. Like I
right, because you didn't bring anything with you.
Right.
So no, you did. I'm sorry. I don't want to take away. I think it sounds like you had a wonderful weekend.
I actually did. That's the other thing I would say is I feel like this was tailor-made for anybody to go and have a good time. Like, you clearly don't have to be an outdoorsman.
Could be a city lover, yeah.
And you can still go and touch grass and appreciate some nature and get a little R&R and relax and rest.
I mean, they call this glamping.
That's not even glamping. This has nothing to do with camping.
But that's what they call it.
My shirt says camper.
You need to write, cross it out.
Yeah.
Cross it out.
Yeah, cross it out and put.
It says camper.
Glamper.
Glamper.
I think they call it luxury camping.
Oh, they do. The place calls it luxury camping.
You can label it however you want, but no, it is. They're calling it black tie camping.
On the Twitch feed?
Yeah.
I feel like building a fire, cooking over the fire. I thought I was going to get higher than twos. I really did. I thought this was going to be like, 50-50, okay. Some 5 out of 10s.
What in your mind makes this a 2?
What do you mean?
The building the fire, he says, and roasting some more.
With the torch.
I guess maybe my 3 is too generous.
I'm just going to shut up. 248-539-9797. Ticket texture says, heated mattress equals not camping. You get a negative number, Costa.
Yeah.
It's not camping. On this scale, it's a 2 out of 10. Cookies, that's glamping, not camping. You were not camping. 3 out of 10. Jim, question for you. Did you tip the concierge at the, quote, campground, Tony, in Oxford? No, there's no concierge. You're waiting for me to answer that seriously?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, whoever it is, did they come at some point and clean your cabin?
No. I mean, when
did
we left.
Did they make your bed?
Did they do your linens? Did they provide towels and wash them?
Did you put the do not disturb on the on your
No, there was not like
door.
Maid service between days.
I mean, you were only there for what, 3 days?
Yeah. Rick in Newport. Rick, you wanted to grade this? You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a 2. I'm being very generous when I say this. I'm going to call that clamping, and I don't even know if I'd call it that. I mean, you're borderline in a hotel at that point with a heated mattress, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I've been to a hotel where there's been a heated mattress. When I was in Japan, they had a heated toilet seat, which was amazing.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
Did you use the bug spray, or did they put it on for you?
They provided bug spray. We didn't need it. It was kind of cold.
They provided bug spray.
I want to know how much you paid for this.
So you literally took nothing with you.
Besides yourself.
Yeah, clothes, change of clothes.
Yes. Which you would do on any business trip or vacation.
They didn't provide sunscreen?
No, they did not.
Yeah, I see. You got burned.
I'm catching straight. So that should count towards even a half point.
No.
Well, half point.
I thought it was John who played for the Redskins.
Oh, boy.
You didn't even take your own bug spray. They provided it for you.
They did.
Yeah.
They provided a bunch of stuff we didn't use.
Was it the children's off?
John, I didn't use it. I didn't examine it. It was in the little locker.
And it was next to the soap and shower cap that they provide for you?
No, we brought our own deodorant and toothbrush and toothpaste and all that stuff.
Was there lights in this cabin?
Yes.
Oh. I was going to say, did you have a lantern?
Yeah, there was electricity. Yeah,
they had lamps.
I know, but I thought maybe it was just so you could charge your phone. They didn't have anything else. No TV.
No TV.
Yeah, but just lights, fan.
I like that you have to clarify. No, there was a fan if you needed it, but there was no TV.
Yeah, you weren't camping.
No, this is at best a 1. At best a 1.
Quote, did not sleep in tent, immediately rules it out as camping. Cookies. Jim, if you survived, you didn't go camping. John in Lake Orion. Cookies went to luxury camping. It's not camping. Get a tent and rough it.
I think you need to do that. I think that'd be great for you to do a true rough it 3-day weekend with a tent, you and Kelsey, and just see how it goes.
I wanted to enjoy the trip. I don't know that I would enjoy it.
I would even go as far as I absolutely love taking people fishing, taking people camping. When I described, going up to Northwest Ontario, one of the great things is exposing people to that environment and making it palatable for them, right? They don't want to build the fire. They don't want to fillet the fish, fry the fish. They don't want to do all of the work involved. Yeah. And that's fine. Yeah. It's not for everyone. That's part that's why stuff like this exists. That I love. And so I'm not going to sit here and say you didn't go on a great vacation. It sounded like you had a great vacation.
I did.
The only argument I will make is that this is nowhere near camping.
Jim, stop talking. You're digging a deeper hole. How are the towel warmers and champagne glasses? Sounds like a camping simulator, camping adjacent experience. Were the lights dimmable? Yes.
They were?
Yes. Well, it's like a lantern and you could twist the light. 0 out of 10. Camping requires sleeping bag and a tent. You find your own food like fishing. You bring your own utensils. You build your fire from scratch. That's fake camping. Brutal. You went week camping. They're being hard on you. Plenty of campgrounds with cabins. It does count because it's a campground, but it's not much more than that. All right.
Is it a campground?
I would say so. Greg's pointing to the clock.
Of course you would.
Saved by the time. 248-539-9797. Scale of 1 to 10, was it camping? We're going to get into the Tigers next, 97-1.
Do you find yourself avoiding pictures, avoiding maybe going shirtless at the ballpark because you just don't like the way you feel, the way you look? Imagine being able to take that shirt off at the ballpark and being 40 pounds lighter than you are right now and being that in just 40 days. There's still time this season. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days with Ideal You. And since I started the program, I'm down 70 pounds and I feel great. Book today and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. And when you get all of that entire stat sheet, they're going to assign you a weight loss coach. And they're going to build a program that works specifically for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us and find out how easy it is. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies. It works and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures and taking that shirt off yet again. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
Benetti on the call. What a moment on Sunday. Scooble stops the bleeding, does what an ace does, and invoked memories of Justin Verlander. Pumping heat in the ninth inning to get another punch out. We'll talk about Scooble. We've got some ticket text to wrap up this camping conversation. I'm wearing a camper t-shirt. I wanted to know if what I did was even close to camping. Scale of 1 to 10. I thought I may earn some 4s and 5s. A lot of 1s and 2s. And Heather, I think, were you generous with a 3?
I was, and now I'm regretting that.
Yeah, I went to the 1.5, and I'm back down to a 1.
Yeah.
Cookies, it sounds like you camped at the Great Wolf Lodge, Robin Monroe.
Yeah, I know. When we went to Disney, we stayed at the Wilderness Lodge, and yeah, that was not camping.
Jim, all you did is light firewood with a lighter. That's not camping in the slightest. Not camping at all. I'm not throwing shade. Jim, you went on a retreat. I'm sure it was fun, but don't call it camping. Sean in Ann Arbor.
Agree with that 100%. You do you. And if you and Kelsey had a great time,
you did.
That's all that matters.
Did you wipe with toilet paper or leaves?
That is a good distinction.
Based on how I've described this, it's not going to surprise anybody that there was plenty of...
Yeah, there was TP. Yeah,
nice toilet paper.
Probably 2-ply.
OMG, stop. He didn't go camping. This is getting embarrassing. Jason in the lovely Traverse City area. He's working. He says 1.5 for Jim. When John asked Jim what he cooked his eggs in, I swear he was going to say hollandaise sauce. Oh, my God. That's good. That's a good ticket text.
Jim, did you use on okay, the skillet.
Where are we going here?
Did you use butter to saute them, or was it Pam or something that sprayed out of a can?
How'd you eat it? Like, did you then transfer it to a plate with silverware?
Yeah, was it a paper plate?
Yes, John.
Yes. It was a paper plate?
It was a paper plate.
Yes, but you used Pam, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not camping.
They didn't have fine china out there.
It's not the fine china.
It wouldn't have surprised me had you said yes.
The way I've described
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, here's another question for you.
Yeah.
How do you dispose of the paper plate?
They had like a trash area.
Throw it in the fire, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Costa, you went to a hotel with trees and grass. 1 out of 10. Cookies, I'm with you. I stopped camping when they invented Wi-Fi and central air. These people are out of their mind.
Hey, camping is not for everyone. I'm not sitting here trying to sell. If you don't like camping,
don't go.
Then don't go. It's okay.
Cookies had better amenities when camping than most of us have at home.
Yeah, and a couple here. John, will you break in Cookies, please?
Yeah, people have asked if you'll take me camping.
John, please take Cookies camping and record it for all of us to see. I would love, at some point, to take you and Kelsey on a true camping trip.
What does a true camping trip entail?
I've described it to you.
A little bit outlined, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's for me.
And I don't necessarily know that I would use Northwest Ontario as the destination. I think the mosquitoes would be a bit much for you guys.
Yeah, the way you described it last week, where you're just like swimming in them. The air is more mosquito than oxygen.
Yes.
No thanks.
You're breathing them in.
Yeah. Yes. How good was the mint that was left on your pillow, Costa? Okay, we're just starting to repeat.
Did it melt on the heated mattress? Then you got a little chocolate stain.
Heather, I think that's what you said. That what really loses me points is a heated mattress.
Yeah, I mean, I've never even seen a heated mattress.
Well, when it gets chilly, right?
And the electricity really got me too. See, and the dimmable lights, that was, and the fan.
When you initially get in the mattress, it seems like that is a great idea. However, when you sleep, I don't think I could ever sleep on a heated mattress. No. I would just sweat to death.
Oh, no. It was a good contrast because it was cold otherwise, right? We had kind of a chilly start to Memorial Day weekend.
Like the cold sheets and...
Linen was provided.
Yes. I appreciate that's, using the heat of... Yeah.
So if I had brought my own bed sheets, you would give me like half
bed
a point?
Bed sheets? You bring a sleeping bag. You don't bring bed sheets.
Well, the way you said linens.
Yeah. Because of how you're describing they provided linens.
How many points would I get for a sleeping bag? Like a full point or a half point? Like how could I engineer this to be...
Not even a half point, but it would be in your favor if you were going to be a camper. A sleeping bag.
Yeah.
We'll move on with this, but some people have texted in about campers. And John, you had said off air, you think people who have campers are glamping.
Yeah, I've done that.
You have like a full kitchen.
Sure.
You've got, bedding.
Yeah, I had the fifth wheel. It's got a bathroom in there. It's got a shower. Now, whether you use it or not, I mean, it's very small. But yeah, that to me is, even if you go to a rustic site, right, where there's no electrical hookup, you're still glamping because you have a physical structure that you took to set with you. So that's the camping part. But when you have a kitchen table, you have air conditioning in a lot of them. That's glamping.
All right. 9 o'clock hour. We're talking Scoobal MVP moment. What does he have to do to actually be the MVP in baseball? Aaron Judge has something to say about that. We'll talk about Scoobal and what he did on Sunday. Talk about John's app overload. Mm-hmm. Yell at some clouds. We'll get to Aiden Hutchinson as well. It's 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.